Hello and welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. Jacob Brothers is here. Eric Isidore is there. And we are joined by a very special guest. We are joined by Gabriel Eckenroth, the ADC from Maryville. Gabriel, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about you first and then go to big picture. So you've been on a handful of teams before Maryville. And so one of the first things I wanted to ask you is I'd like you to walk me through how Maryville goes about picking up their players, or how they went about picking you up. Like, did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them? How did that go down?
Sure. So I originally got scouted by Maryville for their Proving Grounds team over the summer. And basically I played with them throughout the entire split. And then eventually they asked me to come on board when they needed to fill another AD slot after the end of PG. So it's really quick scouting. It was kind of out of nowhere because I just graduated from Grandview, which was the college I was at before, and they offered me to be able to do my master's degree here. So I kind of just took the offer, even though I wasn't really expecting it.
Yeah.
So Grandview is actually one of the most popular teams that's happening in CLL. How is your experience with Grandview different from Maryville?
I'd say Maryville is more competitive in the sense where everything is hyper-focused on, like, the competition and making sure that we do well, while Grandview was more of a player and fun time, try to do our best type of setup, where there wasn't really necessarily a focus on being the best, but more so just, like, making sure that everyone was trying, I suppose. So it's like, there's more structure at Maryville, for sure.
So would you say there's more of, like, more focus on mechanical work rather than comms throughout your practice?
I'd say there's pretty equal set between comms and mechanical. I think at the level that we are trying to play, it's kind of a given that everyone should mechanically play well. And if there's any mechanical problems, that's on you to fix, rather than using the team's time to kind of fix those type of things.
Yeah, does Maryville have that, like, we're here to be the best, like, expectation that you think, like, that you would say a lot of other teams don't really have? Like, that drive of, like, we've been the best and we're going to be the best again kind of a thing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that when I was on other college teams, Maryville was always the team that's like, they're the villains, right? Like, they're always the best team that we want to beat. So, because, like, when you are the best for a long time, you get to kind of come in with the attitude of, we're the team to beat. So, I can say from playing on other teams that weren't Maryville, that they definitely give off that aura, and I think that still stands.
And now you're on the dark side. So you mentioned playing a split. So were you involved in the grand finals that happened for CLL last year? Or
No.
Okay.
No, I joined them the Proving Ground summer split right after that.
Okay.
So that means you've been experiencing like the very beginning of CLL since the conferences are still going on and Proving Grounds. Mm-hmm. What is the difference you feel between Proving Grounds versus CLL?
Proving Grounds is definitely way more competitive on a weekly basis. I think that the other top CLL teams are probably in the mix of like the middle amateur teams. So when you get to play against a top amateur team or against academy teams, it's way more competitive. And then we compare that to the CLL matches that we've had over the past couple of weeks, which, like, we're playing against clubs or like lower ranked people. So it's like kind of going through the motions type of thing, while PG is every game is competitive and we have to try our best to be able to win.
That's so true. Last Proving Grounds, the first Proving Grounds, actually, you got to play with a lot of amateur teams like 100 Thieves Next, Evil Geniuses. How did you feel playing against amateur teams as you being yourself in a collegiate team? Did you see a lot of like technical differences, or was it refreshing to play against a team that's kind of on Maryville's level?
I definitely say it's refreshing. I think that the way that things are run here at Maryville, we should be able to compete with the best of amateur teams and even the best of academy teams. And it feels at home to play against the other amateur teams compared to the collegiate teams, because it feels like the systems that are put in place here are kind of on a different level than most other CLL teams.
That's very true. So as an ADC, what are some things that you are seeing meta right now? Not only for yourself as an ADC, but things that are going on in the mid lane, your support even. And what is up with jungle this CLL season? I mean, I've only heard a little bit of like weird jungle differences between the teams that are playing. Hopefully all of that is settled within the grand finals within CLL. But what are your thoughts on meta?
I think meta in general is pretty standard, especially for AD carry. It's just a lot of Aphelios stings, handshaking. People are kind of okay with that. Caitlyn's in the meta as well, so some teams are willing to play her, some teams aren't. For Silo in particular, from what I've seen, there isn't really a set meta other than maybe jungle, because I think a lot of Silo junglers aren't really comfortable playing more abstract picks. I know one of our junglers, Kind Jungle, is one of those that will play these very wonky, like, one-trick, like, pony picks. And I think that as time goes on in CeeLo, I think you'll see that more teams are going to be willing to pick those, especially when they face elimination games and people want to go to their comfort picks.
Yeah, speaking of CeeLo, because Maryvale made it to the Grand Finals last year and then fell short to Winthrop, what would you say are the improvements that Maryvale has made to have that not happen again this year?
I think the biggest, like, most outstanding one would be picking up our coach, Jensen. He kind of brought in really good structure, like, really nice way of viewing the game, and he kind of makes sure that everyone's aligned and is thinking the same way and has the same goals. I think that he's done a lot for this program and for this team.
So, on the same merit, what were some coach differences you saw between last Maryvale season and now? And are you concerned that Winthrop is going to take the throne again? We are really big Maryvale fans here, but we're also really big Winthrop fans here. So, we're, you know, it's a little tense in our hearts.
Yeah, yeah. I can't speak too much to coaching differences, as when I played over the summer, we had a kind of like a player coach situation where Julian had just moved from playing for the team to first coaching. So, and I think Julian did a really good job. It's just he was a newer coach, so he's not as refined as Jensen, I'd say, with, like, the way he wants to teach. But I'd say Jensen just has, like I said before, a really good structure, and he knows how he wants to play the game. And if I ever have a question about how he wants to play the game, there's always an answer. And then to speak to Winthrop and CeeLo, I'm not necessarily worried. I think that if we are able to compete at the level we want and everyone puts in the time and effort that we should, I think that we should be able to win CeeLo handily.
Okay.
Dang. Very good players are too cool.
So it's safe to say that you guys are riding in an all-time confidence high.
Maybe not all-time, but I think we're definitely all on the same page.
Okay.
Great. Are there any teams that you are worried about, or you see on the horizon that you're like, oh, maybe we should regroup a little bit before we play against this team in the CeeLo sense?
Definitely not for CeeLo. For CeeLo, it's more of a make sure that we are doing our thing, because at least the way I see it is if we are performing the way that we want to, we don't necessarily need to worry about the other teams. It's just worrying about ourselves.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, well, final and most pressing question. I mean, we already know the answer, but I gotta ask, it's the law. So, CeeLo, ain't no worry. Is the dub coming this year? Is this the year where Maryvale does it once again in CeeLo?
Definitely.
Ooh, definitely. I love that. Well, with that, Gabriel, thank you so much for coming on. This has been awesome, and best of luck to Maryvale in this upcoming season of CeeLo, and hopefully it's as easy breezy as you're saying.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.